Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, the word of God, episode 164. So we're going for our golden scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. And it says, and let's say together, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4:12. But you know, we box it up with James 1:22. And I'm going to go into James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So we've been talking about how you will be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. So I have been going through what the word is, and you have seen the power of the word, the ability of the word, what the word has been given, who the word represents in your life. The word is God to you. God is his word. Okay, so today, after talking about how you should read your Bible, how you should get other translations of the same thing and how to go through it, I want to now go in depth into James chapter 1 from verse 21 to 25. Okay, so he says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So now I want to go to the 21 and listen to what the 21 says. Amazingly, he says, get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives, and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. In this New Living Translation, listen to what Amplified Version says. So get rid of all uncleanness and the rampant outgrowth of wickedness. In a humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the word which, implanted and rooted in your hearts, contains the power to save your souls. He says the word which is implanted in your heart, that is where the power is coming from. A lot of people are expecting power to operate, God's power. I wish how God's power would operate in my life. He said, listen, if you want God's power to operate in your life, then go plant the word in your heart. Go plant the word in your heart. And what's the reason for planting the word? Because you are going to be one who is not reading just the word, listening to the word, but one who is going to do the word. So that is the foundation on which you're going to the word. You are going to the word to implant it in your heart, read it, study it, and say it with your mouth, and keep saying it with your mouth until this word is coming to pass in your life. Why? So you will be a doer of the word. We are not just here to read the Bible, just here to just read and, you know, write so much notes and all that and not do a single one of them. So being a doer, having that attitude, that thing, this word I'm reading, I am doing it. This word, I'm seeing it happen in my life. This word is going to take place in my life. This word is going to be a common feature in my life. When you have that attitude, I tell you, the word becomes a different thing altogether, because the word opens up. Remember, the word is alive. That is what Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says. For the word of God is quick. That word quick there is not that the word of God is fast, but that the word of God is a living organism, is alive. The word of God can see, the word of God can feel, the word of God can reproduce itself with the word of God, can touch, the word of God can speak. He is alive. So when you approach it with that desire, that this word I'm reading, I'm going to plant it and keep planting my heart. Why am I planting it? So I'll be a doer of the word. Say I'm a doer of the word. Oh, say I'm planting the word of God in my heart, so I'll be a doer of the word. Say I am listening to this podcast, so I will be a doer of the word. Oh, say it again. I'm listening to this podcast so that I will be a doer of the word. You're so blessed. Keep listening. Bye.